Rabbi Kiva Savar Lav Malyu. That's a very good lav. And mainly you get Malkus for it. Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar Lav Malyu. No, it's not called a good, that's not called a good lav. Well, Dr. Rashi, what's the chat? Rashi Balav in the Vela Kamiflagi. Tiv Esayachrov. Right after you do the lav, the Torah says don't eat the nevela. Right away there's a mitzvah saseim lagera sheba sherechetet nenu. He's supposed to give the nevela to a ger, the yochla, and let him eat it. Omiyo akorchus atrashi ain't a nitzel yasei. This is not a real lav hanitzel yasei. Doho nisinos to lager iev shel yachas shover alois asei shel achila. The akorchus esem yikora mashma. Hey, this mitzvah saseim is a mitzvah to do before you do the lav. The person says, don't eat the nevela. Call the nevela. Elo, what should you do? Before you eat it, you know what you should do? Do a mitzvah say. La ger titnenu. V'loi tachlu. Give it to a ger. It doesn't mean a ger tzedek. It means a ger teishiv. Let him eat the nevela. That's what you should do. But I call upon him, if he did eat it, you're over alav. And then there's no mitzvah say. Like, you can't do anything about it. You already ate it. So there's a mud in the lav. This is a lav that has like an asay before the lav. That's the machlokes. That Rabbi Kiva Savar Lav Malihu. That's called the good lav. So Rashi will like a lav, and such a lav you would get malchus. In other words, a lav in the vela, when you eat in the vela, you get malchus. Even though the Torah says the mitzvah say right away, but that's not called a lav hanitzel yasei. A lav hanitzel yasei lamoshel is like by zela. The Torah says don't steal, and if you went and steal, then the Torah says after you did the aveiram, go and return the gzela. That's called the lav hanitzel yasei. The Torah tells you what to do right after you did the aveira. So you say there's no oinish, but do the essay. That's like the kapara for the lav. But here it's not that way. Here it's a gzunta lav. The Torah says don't eat it, and if you ate the nevela, you can't do anything about it. Just before you eat it, the Torah says what to do. Go and give it to nevela. Go and give it to a ger. So that's called an essay shekod malav. But the actual lav is a gzunta lav. Reb Kiva holds. And therefore you will get malchus for this lav, and therefore you don't bring a korban oil for this type of a lav. Because this lav has malchus, so the kapor is the malchus, and not the korban oil. That's what the Kiva is for. So Rashi, Reb Kiva sub a lav now you, the male of lekin a love. Now, the lav to leket shikha peya nami. It's the same thing, the lav about leket shikha peya. The why? Because essay the basre mikora mashma. The Torah says there's an essay involved. The Torah says don't take it for yourself, but leave it over for the aniyim. Vachi komakro, this is what the pasuk means to say. The leket ketsir chalei salakit. What falls off b'shas ketsir, when you're cutting down your tzvua, if some part of it falls down, don't take it for yourself. Ella, what should you do with it? Lo oni tazvenu, leave it over for the aniyim. For leisalak tenu, don't take it for yourself. Mela Rebbe Kivolds veloki olei. If you leave it, if you don't leave it over, but you take it for yourself, you should know you get malchus. V'yein oila bolov. Therefore, a korban oila does not come for this iser of leket shechapeya. If you did not leave over leket shechapeya, instead you ate it up, you'll get malchus according to Rebbe Kiva, because that's called the good lav. Even though the Torah says right away nasei, but the essay is not after you did the aveira. The essay of the pshat is don't do the aveira, but do this. Lord, if it falls down, the tzvua, don't take it for yourself, but leave it for the aniyim. Let's say you took it for yourself, you did the aveira, there's no more kapara for that. So therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, you get malchus. Therefore, korban oila does not come for the aveira of leket shechapeya. Since you get malchus, that's the kapara. So what does oila come for? On a regular isra asay, or else a lav shenitikli asay. Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Lili Sava, what does Rabbi Yosef Lili hold? He holds no. Lav de nevela. This lav, the Torah says, don't eat nevela. Af agav di akorchach. Esse de baskwe mikorem ashma, true. That's what the Torah says, don't eat nevela. But give it to the ger. This mitzvah essay is before you do the avera. Abahoye lo basre de lav tziv. But since in the Torah it's written, after the lav, first the Torah says, don't eat nevela. Here also, balekat shechapeya. The Torah says, don't take leket shechapeya for yourself. And after that, the Torah says, the mitzvah sasein, to give it to the ger, or else here to leave it over for the aniyim, is tziv, a leken a lov. Rabbi Yosef really holds you don't get malchus for such a lav. To loy domin a lav dechsima. This is not doima, this is not like the famous lav of lav dechsima. That's where the Torah says, aboyim yakenu. If you muzzle up your animal when you're working with him, that's the lav the Torah says, aboyim yakenu.
Now here, this love of Leket Shechapein of Nevela is not done with that love. Ubo love Oilo. Therefore, Korban Oilo comes on the love of Nevela, and what then it comes on the love of Leket Shechapein. For love the Leket Shechapein Nami. Afilu Armin in the Yeset the Baskar Mikori Havi Mashmo Haloki Olei. Even though the Torah says, don't take the Leket for yourself. What should you do? The Torah says, leave it over for the Aniyim. So true, this mitzvah essay is not really a lav hanitikli essay. It's an essay that comes before you do the Avera. And the Torah is saying, don't do the Avera, but rather leave it over for the Aniyim. So Rabbi Yosef clearly holds that's still not doima to the regular lav of lav dechsima, and therefore you will not get malchus for such a lav. Therefore, a korban oil is brought for such a lav. So if you eat if you over the lav in the velum, if you eat in the velum, you don't leave it over for the aniyim. You yourself take it. You're over the lav, but according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you do not get malchus. So therefore, it's good that he holds the korban oil comes for this. The korban oil is mechaper for such an avera. Abayi wants to say no. I tell you the kula yal, everybody could hold lav in the velum, lav malyu. Avada, this lav in the velum is a good lav. And avada, you get malchus. Because the Torah says clearly, don't eat nevela. Even though right away the Torah says a mitzvah, give it to the ger. But that's not an essay if you did the avera. That's only an essay to saying, don't do the avera, but do this. But once you did the avera, finish, you did the avera, avada, it's a lav, you get malchus for. That's what Abayi holds. So what's the machlokes then? So if you get malchus, so what's Pshat of Yosef Glili? Why does he say a korban oila comes for the lav of leket shechapeya? Hey, since you get malchus for that lav, so why does the korban oil come from it? Whenever you get malchus, we say, you know what the kapara is? The malchus is the kapara, not the korban oil. So why does Rav Yosef Glili say that by the lav of leket shechapeya, a korban oil is mechaper? So Marian says, v'hochom, v'tazov kamifugi. Here the machlokes says, the pasuk says tazov. Leave it over for the aniyim. To Rabbi Kiva Sova, tazov mikora mashma. The pasuk is mashma, the leket shechapeya, there's a mitzvah says, say, leave it over for the aniyim. Don't take it for yourself. That's the essay. But let's say you went and didn't listen to the Torah. You took it for yourself and you ate it, you're over the lav, and you get malchus. That's what the Kiva holds. For Rabbi Yosef Lili Sova, no. Hashta mashma, the pasuk is mashma right now. Even after you took it, still the Torah says, tazov, leave it over for the aniyim. It's like even though you did the lav, the Torah is telling you, after you do the lav, you take it for yourself, there's still a mitzvah saying, right away go and put it back. So since this is called a regular lav on this liyasei, that's why you don't get malchus, and that's why it's good why a korban oila comes to be mechaper on this aveira of leket shechapeya, because you don't get malchus. Since the tazlev means, after you took it for yourself, the Torah is saying directly, go put it back again. Still leave it over for the aniyim. So that's called a lav, like gezela. After you stole, the Torah says, go give it back. Here also, after you took the leket shechapeya for yourself, now the Torah is saying, go and give it back to the aniyim. So therefore, it's called a lav on Italy, I say. You do not get malchus for it. That's why it's good, why the korban oila is mechaper on this aveira. Rashi says, Abaye omar, tekula yal matel you lav de nevela. The yakokach esfei de baskre mikor mashma. Everybody holds by nevela, the esfei to give it to the ger is first. The Torah says, don't eat it, but give it to the ger. But once you ate it, there's nothing to do about it now. You're over the lav, and avad you get malchus. The lav malyu, it's a very good lav. O malchus alei, according to everybody, Rabbi Yosef Glili would also be masking, if you eat nevela, you get malchus. Now what's the machlokes by leket shechapeya? For hocha betazov, hakosiv achar lav, shel leket shechapeya, kumifugi. After the Torah says, don't take for yourself, leket shechapeya, now the Torah says tazov, leave it over for the aniyim. That Rabbi Yosef sover hashta mashma, achar sheloka, the over. Once you did the avera, this leket shechapeya, the tefua that you left over when you were cutting down, that you were supposed to leave for the niyim, no, you took it for yourself. The Torah now says, nitko akosav liyasei. The Torah gives you a mitzvah asei now. V'tzivu lo'izvay shom loni, v'lager. And even after you took it for yourself, the Torah commands you, go right away and put it back again, and give it back to the niyim. V'lefikachen leken alov. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you do not get malchus. Because this is a very good lav on this yasei, therefore you don't get malchus for it. Saskam Akloikis, if leket shechapeya, when the Torah says tazav oisoi, is the word tazav going on before? Before you take it for yourself, the Torah is saying, leave it over for the aniyim, or else the tazav is going even after you take it for yourself. Still, you did the avera, but still there's a mitzvah sefer to put it back again. So I'm like, that's Pshan of Yosef Lili, therefore you do not get malchus for it. That's why it's good, why the korban oil is mechaper on it. But a ton of rabbonim. Keitzad misvada. How does the Kohen Gadol be misvada on Yom Kippur? Ovisi poshati v'chatosi. That's the way he says. Ovisi poshati did an avera b'mezid, poshati b'merid a rebellion, v'chatosi adid a b'shogi. V'chein v'seir m'shtalech, the same thing Hawaimer. V'svada olav, es kol avoinus b'nei Yisrael, that's avoinus, then there's kol p'shiyahim, l'cho chatosim. Also avoinus, then p'shoyim, then chatosim. V'chein b'moshu Hawaimer, same thing the Torah says b'moshu Rabbeinu, noisei ovo en ofesha v'chato, says Ovan first, then Ofesha, then it says V'chator. Divir Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. That's the way we say Vidui. First Avoinois, then Pshat, Avisi, Poshat, and Chotosi. Trashi V'chein B'Sar Mishtolech, Huaymer, Avoinois Tchilo, that means Averish did B'mezid, V'yachakach Peshoim, what he did B'merid, V'yachakach Hatoim. Rebellion. V'chonim Amichorim say, Avoinois, Elo Hasdoinis. Avoinus means something he did bezodin, he did willingly. The chain of the Pasuk says, he chorused an ephashahi, avoinavo. He did an avera mashra b'mezid, he knew what he was doing, he has a chi of chorus. Pshoyim, elu hamordim. Pshoyim means somebody that's merit, somebody that's rebelled k'nega kodesh baruchu. That's worse than stam zugin b'mezid. Rashi's hamordim, oisum lahachis. You do it to get a kodesh baruchu angry. Lahachis, you do it. That's worse. The Chayin of the Pasuk says, Melech Moyev Poshabi. Master Poshabi, he rebelled against me. The Yom of the Pasuk says, Oz Tivsha Livna Beisi. Also, Livna rebelled at that time. Then we say, Lechol Chatosim. What does the word Chatos mean? Elu Hashkogis. That means some doing not willingly. You do it B'Shoigik. The Chayin of the Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisech Tobishkogo. A person doesn't have ever B'Shoigik. So chatosom goes on b'shoygi, not willingly. For the Gemara, according to the Rabbanon Shita, O meyachas shesvado al hazdoinis. Once we already said vidui, when we asked Hashem to forgive us for the averus we did bezodin willingly, v'al hamerdim, then we even asked to forgive us for what we did a worse lahachis when we rebelled k'neged Hashem. Does it make sense now? Chayzu mesvado al shkogis. Does it make sense now to go and be mesvado at the end for shogig? Something you didn't do so bad. Like usually when you ask for forgiveness, you start at the bottom and you go upwards. Like first you should have said, please forgive me for the least avera I did b'shogeg. Then forgive me for what I did b'mezid. And then forgive me the worst avera b'merit. But why do we say the opposite way? First b'mezid, then b'merit. Then we go back to the easiest one, the shogeg. What's pshat? Gemara says, elakach choyim misvada. This is the way it used to be misvada. According to Rabbanan, we would change it around, Taka. And the Rabbanan say, he used to say first, Chotosi. First, I did an Avera B'Shogig. Forgive me for that. Then, V'Yavisi. Then, forgive me for the Averas I did B'Mezid, willingly. Well, then, Ufashati, Lufonechom. Ani Yavisi. That's the way the Rabbanan say. That's the Machoikas Remeya and the Chachamim. Do we say first, Ovisi, Poshati, Chotosi? And that's the Remeya Shita. And according to Rabbanan, no. First we say Chotosi, Ovisi, and Poshati. V'chein b'dovr Wayne, the same thing by Dovr HaMelech says, Chotonu im avoseinu, hevinu hirshanu. Same thing. First Chotonu, I did averis b'shoigi, not willingly. Then hevinu, I did averis b'mezid. And then hirshanu, that's the worst thing. We did it like b'merid, we rebelled, k'neged Hashem lahachis. V'chein b'shloima, the same thing by Shloima HaMelech says, Oimer, Chotonu v'hirshanu maradnu. Whereas v'hevinu v'hirshanu. V'chein b'dinil Oimer, Chotonu v'hevinu v'hirshanu umaradnu. So same thing, you see, first you start at the least avera. First you ask forgiveness for the chotonu, for the b'shoigi that we did. And then we ask for b'mezid. And then we ask for the worst for maradnu. For the Gemara, Abizoy, Yelamal, Shama, Moshe, Abizoy, Shver, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to say? When he said, Noisei Ovon, V'fesh, V'chato, that was the riots for a mayor. That Mashmino, we say first, Ovon, B'mezid, then Pesha, B'merid, and then we say V'chato, B'shoigig. Why did Moshe say like this? Is Oma Moshe of Nakodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe meant to say to Hashem like this. Is Oma Moshe of Nakodesh Baruch Hu. Reboinu Shalom, B'shoosha Yisrael, Choytim Lefanecha. At the times when Klai Yisrael are doing averes in front of you. V'yaisim tshuva, and then later they come and they do tshuva, they ask for forgiveness, is asei lahem zdoinois kishkogois. That's what Moshe's tefillah was. As if to say, the Yavisi and the Peshati, the bear of everything that we did, the Mezid and the Nerid, after we do tshuva, it should blood like Chotasi. It should only blood like we did in Bishoigig. So that's what the Seder. But Avada really should ask always Bishoigig first. But just there Moshe asked, that after they did tshuva on the Shver, on the heart of Eris, of B'merid and B'mezid, let them a kopon and blind be like Kishvodis. So here it's a machlokes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Seder of Idui? Do we say Tako Avisi Poshat in Chotosi? That's Ramei Shita. Or do we say that Rabbanan know? First Chotosi. So where it says, Omar Rabba, Bashmuel, Omar Rab, Halacha Kedivir Chomim. We pass in Latin Chomim, that first we should say Chotosi Avisi Poshati. That's the klal always. When you have a machlokes, the yochid can I get a rabbin? Here it's a rabbin. Can I get Rab Meir? It's true to be passing like the rabbin. Tomorrow says no. Mal the time I would have thought. Mistavra time with Rab Meir, it's a svar like Rab Meir. Why? Why is it more svar like Rab Meir? So can Messiah like Kroah the Moshe? Because we have a right from the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there it says, Noisei Ovoin of. Noisei Ovon Ufesha V'chato, the Pasuk says. So the Raya first we ask for Avonus, then for Pshoyim, then for Chatoim. So the Raya to Rav Meir. So that's why I would have thought that Pesach is like Rav Meir. Kamash will know that still we pass with Rabbonin. So Mora said, and why? Because the Pshat is that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mean to say it in that Seder. He just meant to say, after Klai Yisrael does Tshuva, let it be as if the Averis now are considered as if it was done only B'shoigig. O Malay. Omalei, no, the mice was a who, happened by a person, who? The Nochis came with the Rabbah. A Shlech Tzibah went down in front of Rabbah. The Ovid Krab Meir, and he said the Vidui, the way Rab Meir holds. The Taka says, Avisi, Poshati, and Chotosi. Omalei, so Rabbah said back to him, Shafkis Rabbon of Yadis Krab Meir? Like, how come? How come you're leaving over the Psak for the Rabbon and the Rabbim, and you're doing like a Yoch, like Rab Meir? Omalei, he answered back, Krab Meir spherily. Like it says in the Torah, it's a good host of kashis, why should it be that way? But since that's the way it says in the Torah, that's the way we should say it. VC, then we say Poshati, then we say Chotosi. So the Meister was a Hudin Ochis, Shleich Tzibur, Shemesada Bit Filosa, Shem Akipurim, Seidu Avoidosov, Shokoin Godel. And there's not the Kohen Abayis, they didn't have the Kohen Godel. They got the Shleich Tzibur saying over the Avoid of the Kohen Godel, so you used to say our shame for the Shalom of Poros Vasenum. Like when we say over the davening, that's the Mokim at the Korbonis. Vicha, yeah. So that's the right. Tell the Rabbon, says now what you have to have a kaporo. Trashi v'chipe ma'asham v'poroi v'chipe ba'adoi v'ad beisoi. That was says by when the Kohen Gadol comes to his power, he has to have a kaporo. What type of kaporo are we talking about? The kaporo is the one across the davar. The apostle needs to say, he has to say vidui, like we just learned. And with the vidui, we ask for forgiveness, that's the kaporo gets. We're not talking about now v'chipe bringing the dam. We're talking about now v'chipe, the kaporo is the worm. Fred Gemara, how do you know this? Atuayna bekaporas devorim. You're telling me now the pasuk means v'chiper just to say vidui. Oy einoy, how do you know this? Maybe not like that. Ela kaporas domim. Maybe the pasuk means to say v'chiper means bring the dam, bring the zrikas adam, like always. The zrikas adam of the korban, that's the yikum mechaper. So how do you know here to say that v'chiper just means vidui? Maybe it means the dam. And the Gemara, harei ani dan. I'll learn it out from someplace else. Nemrul kan kapora. Here it says the word kapora, v'chiper. V'nemrul lahalon kipora, kapora. It says later also kapora. Ma kapora mura b'seir. Just like the next pasha of the seir, where it says chav kapora there, devorim. It's talking about the vidui. Is af kapora mura b'par, devorim. Who are the neros? Was talking about afka by devorim. So Rashi says, nemrul lahalon b'seir m'shtaleach. Yamad chadaf ne Hashem l'chapor lov. And there we know for sure there's no shchita, there's no zrik over there. By the Seir Meshtalech, he just threw it away. So what's the v'chaper over there by the Seir Meshtalech? For sure it means the vidu devorim. So you see, v'chaper, v'kaporim means vidu devorim. Saying vidu, that's your kaporim. Here also, by the paroi of the Kohen Gadol, when the Pasuk says v'chiper, it means before you do the shchita, first do a vidud dvorim, first honor Hashem, chatos, tibisi peshat lefanecho, and with that we'll have a kapara. So the more of yin nashach leimah, maybe it's less mikasha, maybe it's not that way, maybe v'chiper still means the zrikas dam. Hare Yehoyim, I bring you another raya. The Pasuk says, v'hikriv aron es parachatas ha-shaloi, v'chipa ba'adoy v'ad beisoi, v'yadayin lo nishchat ha-par. The Pasuk, the hikriv aron comes near his par, and it says it's going to have a kapara, ba'adoy v'ad beisoi, and in the psukim there, didn't get yet to the mitzvah shchita. So you see clearly, even before he does the shchita of his par, still the Pasuk says, v'chipa ba'adoy v'ad beisoi. How could that be? Elamai, v'chipa here means vidui. It means kaparas devorim. So before you make the shchita, he speaks out, we do devorim, that is kapara. So Rashi, v'yim nashach leimah, lo'oshiv tshuva al gzeira shova. Maybe you'll have a kasha, not gzeira shova. Don't learn out v'chipa from the seresh to mishtaleach to the parash or kohen gadol. I'll leave you another limud. Zu, leimah shein v'chipa re'ele b'man domim, avakoch minayu beitev, I'll bring you another raya. Lo'ef shlemei mohochi, you can't say it means the zrikas adam. Shrei Yehoyim, the Pasuk says, v'ikra v'aron es parachatas ha-shaloi, v'chipa b'adav ha-beisoi, v'yachakach v'shokat es parachatas. The later the Pasuk first mentions that you have to go make the shchita. So first it says, you have a kapara. Is a kochok v'chipa badoi v'yadai lo nishchat. The Pasuk means you have a kapara, even though you did not do a shchita yet. Alma, what do we see? What type of forgiveness do you have here? What type of a kapara? Alma kapara zubit vormi. Havad, we're talking about a kapara, is the vorm we're talking about. That's a right of a chipa here means the vorm. Fred Gemara. Maivim nashach leimah. Like, what do you have to have another raya for? What was wrong with the first gzeira shava? Learning out v'chipah from seri mishtaleach. That there was no shchita. It was only a kaparas devorim. So here also, v'chitayim, the most like this. Nelef miserah nas mefnim. Who tells you to learn out from the seri mishtaleach? Learn out from the seri that they brought inside lefnim. She kaparase bedomim. Over there the kaparah was with the zrikas adam. So maybe by the power of the Kohen Gadol also, his kaparah is with the zrikas adam. That's why we need a new pasuk. I'll bring you right from the psukim that talks about by power itself. The pasuk says and later the pasuk first mentions to make a shchita. So you see, even before you make the shchita, still there's such a thing. The Aaron has a kapara. How does he have his kapara? El ma'itzaraya kapara is the vorm we're talking about. The maru minayin. How do we know? How do we know he starts off saying vidu?